Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Grand Rapids Public Schools and the GRPS Foundation have launched the Gerald R. Ford Academic Center Playground Campaign. We get the details. Hauenstein Center for Residential Studies is hosting the Future Presidents of America Day Camp this summer. We get a preview of that. The Red Cross is partnering with neighborhood Michigan Ford dealers to host the Roll Up and Give Blood Drives now through the end of July. Pause with a Cause hosts community fundraisers involving golf. And Bluebird Cancer Retreats hosts a flock party. We get the details on that as well.
The GRPS Foundation, that's a Grand Rapids Public Schools Foundation, and Grand Rapids Public Schools have officially launched the Gerald R. Ford Academic Center Playground Campaign. Let's talk about it. Only get the best. You, president of our board of directors, Grand Rapids Public School Foundation, Misty Stanton. Or did you win a prize yesterday?
I did win a prize. I was so excited. Can I share it? Even though
you share it because we're leaving, you know. But Stephanie was there as well.
Yes,
talk to me.
Yes, so we were both there, and it was a great event. It was the Michigan Women Forward event, and it was celebrating women of achievement and courage. And I just was excited to be in that space.
Good. All right. That's important that that made someone want to stay and listen to the rest of our interview.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your leadership with this foundation. And of course, you, president, executive director, however you want to be termed, athlete and more, Stephanie Andrews with me as well. Foundation and CEO and president. Good role you lead. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. We're talking play here right around the corner. I'll start with you, Stephanie.
Well, it's one of my favorite things. We are so excited. Misty and I have been talking about a playground for a couple years. Misty's been on the board with me since I started 5 years ago. And we are so honored to be able to bring a new playground to life at the Gerald R. Ford Academy this summer.
Yes. And obviously it takes partnerships. It takes dollars. It will culminate in a community-built playground installation. Will that happen as early as this summer, Misty?
Yes, the goal is to start on July 15th, and that's the starting date. It's going to take us a few days to complete the project, but the goal is to have a community build. So folks that have donated and our community members, some of our nonprofits in that community, we're hoping all hands on deck to make this be a wonderful project for that community space.
Stephanie, on behalf of the foundation, why is a build and campaign like this important?
So education is so much more than what happens in the classroom and in the seat. It's also play in the playground. Kids learning teamwork, playing together, sharing all of those instrumental things. And, of course, fresh air and that little chance to rejuvenate themselves in between classes. So we're really excited to take it to the next level and not only just support what happens inside the classroom, but things around the building as well.
Yes. Misty, I know you have been not only chair of the foundation board, but also chair of this campaign, along with many community leaders. You continue to reach this dollar-raising goal, correct?
Absolutely. We are always trying to secure as many dollars as we can because it's really important. When you talk about education and community and coming together, here's a great opportunity to join us in that. So, yes, we are definitely always looking for funds for this project and future projects to come.
All right, Stephanie, let's get into the details. Where exactly will this playground be installed?
This playground is at the Gerald R. Ford Academy, which is right on Madison Street, right across the street from Women's Resource Center and Kitty Corner from ICCF. So it's more than just a playground for the kids at school. It's really a community playground, a hub, that third space for a lot of family members. And we have so much support from the local community right there, including the Madison Square Church. And a lot of our supporters have said that this is going to be a family playground, mm-hmm. and they cannot wait for it to come to life.
Nice. And it will be called the Gerald R. Ford Playground?
It's the Gerald R. Ford Academy School, and, you know, it's really a kind of a great time of in history. It's our 250th anniversary, so as we think
Whoa.
About that
yes.
For the America, it's also the playground that Gerald R. Ford, that's the school he actually walked to school to, so it's named in his honor.
Gerald R. Ford Academic Center mm-hmm. Playground, thank you for that. All right, and even more specific, it looks like Misty, basketball hoop activity area, activity climbers, and a couple of slides at least.
Yes, this is a great project because it's also it's going to be all accessible for anyone if they're, you know, need to use a wheelchair or any type of other thing to get across the playground. So it's very inclusive. We are so excited about the partnership with one of our local sports teams. They are going to be donating some funds to help put in a basketball court as well. So I just think it's a great opportunity for us to all come together.
Yes, and Stephanie, there is actually a community activity center as well.
Yes, so there's a lot of different spaces within the playground and something for everybody. The school runs from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. So we wanted to make sure that there was activities for littles and all the way up to eighth graders. So there's lots of different activities and we couldn't have done it without so many partners. And we're still raising those dollars.
Yes.
Yes. No, that certainly doesn't stop. And how does one donate, Stephanie?
You can donate online at our website, grpsf.org. And there's also more information about it. Every dollar counts. You know, we've got a wonderful lead sponsor in Lake Michigan Credit Union, but we also have some smaller donors, like down to even $20. Every dollar makes a huge difference. Mercantile Bank is a wonderful partner as well, Applied Innovation and a few others.
Yes, again, that's what makes things come to fruition, takes that team. With us is the team, Misty Stanton, board chair for the Grand Rapids Public School Foundation, along with CEO and President Stephanie Andrews. So again, timeline, here we are, June 10th. There's been groundbreaking and building, that'll start, right?
We are 6 weeks away. Yeah, 6 weeks. We got 6 weeks left to close down this campaign and make sure we get all the funds in. And shovels are going to go in the ground on July 15th. And community members, and if you're interested in joining us for this build, please reach out. We have volunteer opportunities. You can come out. Something for everyone to participate. We're going to make it a beautiful space, very vibrant, and something for everyone to get involved in.
Yes, and then it's time for all to play.
Yes.
Yay.
The idea is that it's ready to go, and when kids get back to school, they're going to come back to a brand new playground.
That's the goal.
Again, as you are quoted, certainly more about just the physical activity. It's also the mental health involved, the socialization, and maybe getting kids and families away from their screens for a little bit, right?
100%.
What else is the foundation responsible for and important for?
So the GRPS Foundation has been around for over 30 years, and our goal is to support our educators, our students, and making sure that we are able to reach and meet every need. We want to remove as many barriers as possible, and we do that with community and making sure that it is a partnership with all of our community members as well as our nonprofit leaders, and we continue to raise the bar and meet the students where they're at.
And of course, Misty, your leadership is obviously evident and ready after July comes and goes for the next project.
That's right. I'm always on board. As a product, yes, of Grand Rapids Public Schools, I'm always ready to step up and do what I need to do.
And a fast runner, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Details one more time, Stephanie.
Please join us at our website, grpsf.org, to learn more about our playground and follow us on social media. You'll see all the information about it over the next few weeks, and we'd love for people to get involved. Please reach out, join us, come out and play with us.
You bet. That's what's important. Did you put your award on the mantle?
I did. I brought it to my office first, and then I'm going to take it home. Tonight.
As you should. Again.
Thank you.
All right. You both are winners all around. Stephanie Andrews and Misty Stanton. We'll add a Smith to your last name as well. Ladies, we're looking forward to this Gerald R. Ford Academic Center Playground campaign coming to fruition. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a camp that has to do with the Future Presidents of America. Well, that's the name of it. Coming June 22nd through 26th on behalf of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. My goodness gracious, it would be fun to be 13 to 16 again, because I would sign up. There we are. Megan Rydecki, you, of course, heading up the Hauenstein Center. Always a pleasure. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for being here. Randy Kotz, how do you spend your day, please?
Yeah, how you doing? Nice to be here.
With the center.
I'm the educational outreach coordinator for the Hauenstein Center.
Hence, this conversation is important to you.
It is, very much so, yeah.
How are things in the summer with the center, Megan?
Things are great. Normally, this is when we are in overdrive on planning all things for the following year. And this year, we decided to throw a little wrench in the stillness, even though planning doesn't really bring in that much stillness. And we thought, let's host a day camp for 13 to 16-year-olds and just and try something new and bring some more civics education to the area. So that's what we're doing this year. Yes.
And this is an inaugural year.
Correct. This is the first year we are partnering with the Ford Presidential Library and Museum and also the foundation. And we've received some really exciting funding from the Charter School Office from their Impact 30 grant program. And we're putting all the pieces together and all the partners, and we're bringing this to the community.
Wonderful. All right, Randy, it's called the Future Presidents of America Day Camp. How will it work?
So we're going to bring 20 students from different high schools from the area coming in. We'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Variety of activities throughout the day, getting them involved in citizenship conversations, leadership conversations. What does it mean to have civil discourse? So when you disagree with someone, how can you do that in a productive way? We'll be taking a walk over to the Ford Museum every day, kind of using President Ford and his life and presidency as a model for some of the discussions. Discuss things with the kids that might be pertinent to their world, voting access, data centers, items like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess a disclaimer, you're full at this time.
We are. Yes. Yes, actually, I have a waiting list.
And a waiting list is important, you bet. Staying with you, Randy, it's called Future Presidents of America. Why the title?
To get the kids, first of all, interested in that topic, we thought if we called it leadership or citizenship, they might not have the same connection to it. So future presidents, getting them to think broader and bigger as to what is possible for them. I think in today's day and age, even for these kids, current events and what's happening is very interesting to them, even more so than what it has been in the past. So just kind of get that connection to, hey, they have an opportunity to be a leader, participate in society, be a good citizen.
Yes. Add to that, Megan, future presidents of America, yes?
Absolutely. This is actually also in partnership with the Benjamin Harrison Presidential Site in Indianapolis. Yeah, Benjamin Harrison generally voted the least known president or the least remembered president, poor guy. But he was an incredible leader, and the presidential site in Indy have been doing a version of this program, and they share it with other presidential centers. So we found out about it a couple of years ago, checked it out, and said, this is something we should be doing in West Michigan, and we've brought it here. So, again, the time is right for young people to be thinking about future leadership, elected office, greater good, service above self, and this is exactly the kind of, those are the kind of ideas that this camp will get at.
And, of course, Randy mentioned leadership. We know that's going to be involved and talked about, but you have a whole program for leadership for the olders.
We do. It is also our hope that we will bring more families into the Hauenstein Center community through this program. So we do a lot with students at Grand Valley. You just alluded to the Peter C. Cook Leadership Academy, which is a signature experience at Grand Valley for students. And we have a lot of, older individuals who have more time to go to lectures and events and think about these things, but we really think we can be a place for families as well. So by inviting these students in, we hope they get a taste of our programming, our ethos, what we're about, and that they might continue on with us throughout the school year.
Randy, this camp for 13 to 16-year-olds, will you be bunched together? Will a 13-year-old be sitting next to a 16-year-old? That could scare me.
Talking to all the students, I've interviewed them all on the phone, and we have some students who are very interested in mentorship and leadership, some of the older students, so they're excited about working with the younger students, and I think the younger students, they're just having their eyes wide open, and hey, what are some possibilities as I enter in high school and some other educational experiences, so they're excited. So I think it's going to be a fun age group to work with, very, very unique.
And to get accepted into the camp, was there an interview process?
There was an application process, and then I did call all the students and talk to them and just gauge their interest and find out why they wanted to spend a week of their summer talking politics and history and civics. And so it was inspirational to hear their responses to that. So,
Can you, without giving away names, would there be an answer that intrigued you? Why would a 13-year-old, you know, we've got some smart 13-year-olds out there.
Yes, absolutely. They are concerned about their future. And so listening to them about current events, and of course, they're more aware, I think, than a lot of adults give them credit for, as far as what's happening. And so when they see things in the world that concern them, and now an opportunity for them to maybe voice their opinion and learn some skills that could help them in the future, they're very motivated by that.
I know, Megan, you very involved in kids. I think you were a judge for a recent civics bee or with the chamber. And how are you seeing our young ones, their interest in our world of future presidents of America and more?
Sure. Well, I think Randy's spot on, and we'd be remiss if we didn't say that Randy's got a lot of street cred that he brings to this role. He served the Byron Center Schools community for 33 years as an AP U.S. History and Government teacher, so he knows this all firsthand. He's been with students. He knows what they're about and what they're looking for, and so he was really a lot of the validation that we needed to say this is a camp that we need. But I think he's absolutely correct. If you think about young people today, all they know of politics and elected leadership is really what we've had in the last 10 years. I mean, think of a 13-year-old. They probably haven't been paying attention to politics for much more than 8 to 10 years, right? So having an opportunity to talk to them about what has been the legacies of President Ford and others, and then talk about what could be and see what their thoughts and ideas are is really important. And for us to say we validate your thoughts and ideas around this, I think is important.
Of course, maybe you're grooming a future president come June
22nd. Yeah,
but not the president of the Hauenstein Center. We already have that. All right, details one more time. I'll start with you, Randy, on, again, you're full, but you have a waiting list when it comes to the Future Presidents of America Day Camp.
Mm-hmm. We are, but our hope is to run this next summer, and so hopefully we'll gain some ground, and some of the kids who might not have been able to take advantage this year, hopefully we can get them in next year.
But, wonderful. Yeah. All right. See you in the lobby. Right. Megan, your final words on behalf of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. Again, time to plan for your fall?
Absolutely. We are really excited. I think when we announce our programming in August, we will be announcing for the whole entire year, which is exciting. Usually we do a semester at a time, but there's been some really good planning. Our public programming's manager, Kaler, has kicked it into overdrive and is doing a fantastic job. So really exciting speakers coming up. If you're not a member yet, I'd encourage you to do so. And of course, if there's anyone in community who's interested in the kind of work we're doing around civics and ethical and effective leadership, would love to sit down and have a conversation.
Best website again?
gvsu.edu/hc.
Wonderful. All right. Megan Rydecki and you, Randy, appreciate you, Randy Kotz, discussing this Future Presidents of America Day Camp. Go get them.
Thanks, Shelley.
What about stories to share when it comes to golf outings, raising dollars, well, for our wonderful animals under the auspices of Paws with a Cause? You know all about this, and Berea, new board chair, and of course, foster puppy raiser, and more, a journey you continue to present. So let's get inspired by you. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Is there a four-legged friend by your side?
Someone just licked my leg. So yes, he's right underneath my feet.
That's called being blunt, but that's what you do. And remind me of the good work of Paws with a Cause.
Well, Paws is an amazing organization that provides service dogs to people with all kinds of disabilities. The thing that's amazing to me is that they're spending probably $60,000 per dog, per client. And if we can raise just a little bit of money towards that with these golf outings, it gives us great pleasure, myself and another person that organizes the Holland outing.
I know you, certainly one of the organizers and more. We'll be talking about Saturday, June 20th, and of course, Saturday, July 11th to get signed up, sponsor, and or a volunteer. But more on you. Have you raised or worked with seven future assistance dogs that you've raised, foster, and more in?
Yeah, I'm actually on my eighth. So I have six that are placed with clients, one that is in our puppy college program, and one, like I said, at my feet, who's about 5 months old.
Yes, I know, always somewhat looking for foster puppy raisers, and one always says, how could I ever give that dog away after a year? But Anne, you can testify that you do, and you see that life that's going to be changed in the future. You want to give me a testimony here?
Yes. You know, for me, I look at it as I'm kind of sending my kid to college. The wonderful thing about PAWS is they do let us know the entire journey that the dog is taking. And I have been fortunate to talk to clients who have gotten the dogs that I've raised. And it's life-changing for them, but it also makes it life-changing for us as raisers. And it's why we can do it. The first or second was a lot harder than the seventh to turn in.
Yes. And what's the name of, what's your name of your critter?
Right now I have Wallace, and he is a 5-month-old black lab that we've had since he was about 10 weeks old.
There we are, practicing what you and PAWS with the Cause preaches. All right. You have a PAWS Holland Scramble and you have a PAWS Battle Creek Classic. Let's start with the Holland Scramble. Exactly where and when?
Okay. As you mentioned, it is on June 20th, which is Saturday. It's at 8 a.m. at Winding Creek Golf Club in Holland. It is an 8 a.m. shotgun start, and we love to have people out there. You don't have to be a great golfer. You just have to be someone who enjoys golf and enjoys dogs.
Yes, and this will probably be the same question for both, so let's bring bring on your Battle Creek Classic that'll happen in July.
Mm-hmm. So that one is July 11th. It's at Binder Park Golf Course, also an 8 a.m. shotgun, and we're looking for the same types of golfers.
All right, and of course, will there be dogs on the course?
Yes, so that's the best part. So there will be dogs to greet you throughout the course. We play a game or two with the dogs, and hopefully if you're having a rough golf game, you can get some comfort from one of the dogs out on the course. Our wonderful volunteers, clients, staff, they'll all be out there wanting to share their stories and share their puppies that they have, puppies and dogs that are changing their lives.
Yes. And how do we sign up for or find out more information about the golf outings?
Yeah, probably the easiest way to find it would be go to the PAWS website, pawswiththecause.org, and you can click on events and the event calendar. And if you choose those dates, June 20th or July 11th, you can click on the link, and that'll take you right to the page where you can sign up.
Wonderful. Anne Maria, again, board chair for PAWS with the Cause Board of Directors, but, of course, founder of these upcoming golf outings, Puppy Raiser, and overall super gal. And lastly, we raise funds because I think there's little or no charge for these service dogs to go into a life after you've done your thing.
Yes, you were right. I mentioned the $60,000 per dog, but I forgot to mention that, yes, these dogs are provided to our clients for free, just a $25 application fee, which I find to be most amazing about PAWS because they also stay with that client throughout the life of the dog.
And throw out the names of some of the dogs you've had.
I was just recently, I have little books of each dog, so I'm going to look. My first was Jordy, and he's with a service dog with a woman in New York City with mobility issues. I had Austin, who is at a elementary school in Three Rivers. I had Tiger, he's also a service dog.
Wow.
For a child with autism. We have another dog that is also a mobility dog for a client in New Jersey. And one is serving a veteran in Michigan as a comfort dog, and one is a detection dog. So it's very exciting, yes. Different jobs. PAWS always find what is the right fit for that particular dog.
Okay. Well, enjoy your day.
Oh, I didn't say their names. I'm sorry.
Let's let that go.
They're right.
That's from one dog lover to another.
Important, right.
You bet. But I know, you know, you write the right check, you get naming rights to a puppy litter. But I digress. We can talk later about that. All right, Ann, details on how to find out more information one more time about your two outings.
Go to the pawswiththecause.org website, look under events and the event calendar, and you can find the golf courses on the calendar.
All right, thanks. Enjoy these days and, well, dollars brought in, certainly touching lives for these partnerships of the four-legged friend with the human. Take care, Ann. We'll talk again. The American Red Cross partners with neighborhood Michigan Ford dealers to host the Roll Up and Give Blood drives now through the end of July. Donors, you are encouraged to make an appointment with those in your backyard. Let's get both parties involved on behalf of Ford. Shanna Phillips, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you. Glad that you are here. Scott with 1T, Dinsmore on behalf of the American Red Cross Blood account manager you are. Be careful what you wish for with your career.
Thank you so much for having us.
Appreciate you. Tell me about the American Red Cross these days and the need for blood.
Yeah, it's always a great question. It's a question I love answering. The need for blood is constant. That's just the constant in our world is that we rely on the generosity of our donors, supporting the blood drives and showing up and allowing us to put on our production to meet that patient need. With the shelf life of blood only being 42 days, it's not something that we can stockpile. So we do hope that all who can give come out and give.
Yes, thank you for that. Shanna Phillips, you representing the neighborhood Michigan Ford dealers. Self-disclosure, I drive a Bronco, but that's not why we're doing the interview, just to say, you know, I love my car. Tell me more about this this side of the story, why you're involved.
So this is a really great partnership between the Red Cross and the neighborhood Michigan Ford dealers here in our great state of Michigan. It allows us the opportunity to open up our showrooms to the general public and invite them in to help with this life-saving mission. It's a honor and a responsibility because we, as the dealer, really need to make sure that we fill up those beds with donors. This is our second year doing this partnership. The first year, we had 13 participating dealerships, and this year, we're up to nearly 40. Our reach has also expanded a bit, so we are going from West Michigan and Southwest Michigan last year to expanding out further in those areas, as well as Northern. So we're really excited to walk this journey alongside the Red Cross and spend some time in our communities and with our community members.
Well, I'm looking at your full list of upcoming blood drives. Obviously, we're not going to go through each because there has been a lot of work behind the scenes. And I trust that that is a true statement, Scott. There's a lot of behind the scenes. You've got to have the people on site.
It was really exciting. When we wrapped last summer, we really didn't skip a beat. We immediately jumped into the planning for this summer. And with that, when they approached us last year and they said, we want to do 13 stores, we knew that we had our work cut out for us, but we also saw not only the benefit of the partnership, but how we can impact meeting that patient need. When they came to us, I think it was a week and a half after we had wrapped the last blood drive last year, and we immediately started planning this summer. And going from 13 to nearly 40, our work was cut out for us, but we were more than anxious to embark on that together with Ford.
Stand by. I'm going to ask more about who can and should be giving blood. As I look at your list, first of all, I trust there's a way to find out the list, right?
Absolutely. You can go to the redcrossblood.org and enter the sponsor code ROLLUPANDGIVE. That will give you the list of all the participating dealers. You can also just enter a zip code, and it will show you all of the blood drives in your area.
Yep, again, from Traverse City to, well, here's our Fremont, here's our Granville, here's our Cedar Springs, here's our Grand Rapids. So you are in our own backyard. And, Shanna, I mean, I've walked into a dealer room and, you know, you kind of put your armor on when you want to buy a car. Mm-hmm. Here, I think it's a great idea that you can walk in and say, love your cars, I'll be back, but I need to give blood. Mm-hmm. So what a good idea to get me into the showroom without that stress, and I guess I'm talking personally, of that issue.
And that's what we're hoping, too, that you will see a friendly face at the dealership. And it's a way to invite the community in where we're not selling something. It's not a sales call. We just want your blood. So if you're around for any of these dates, there's plenty of blood drives happening all over at many of the dealerships. We would suggest that you take advantage of booking a donation time. We highly suggest booking ahead of time. They do take walk-ins, but there might be a wait on that. So
I hope cookies are guaranteed afterwards.
Absolutely.
All right, Scott, I just kind of gave a myth about walking into a dealer. What about a myth of giving blood? Dispel that fear that we often have.
Yes, my favorite question. The myth, it's not even a myth, it's a fact. You know, people have that inherent fear of a needle. They have a fear of doing something that makes them slightly uncomfortable. What I often tell donors who have that fear, like, oh, you know, I don't give blood because I'm afraid of needles. Hey, I completely understand. The process from beginning to end, our phlebotomists are the best in the industry. That when they begin the venipuncture, it's 3 seconds of discomfort. And if you can get through that 3 seconds of discomfort, think about the person in the bed. Think about the person who's waiting on that unit of blood. How much pain or discomfort are they in? But think about how much they're going to benefit from it. That's what gets me through my blood donation. Because even as someone like myself, I've got tattoos, you know, needles still even worry me. But that's how I overcome that hump. And really and truly, it's 3 seconds of discomfort followed by the gift of life. And at any blood drive, I always say when you go through our health histories, which is the screening process where we ask you a multitude of questions, that's the hardest part of a blood drive. That's the most painful part of it, is just answering questions.
Sure, I qualify at all. Oftentimes you need the universal donor, but obviously walk in, even if I don't know my blood type, I'm okay.
Yeah. And so, as you mentioned, the universal donor, those are our O negatives, O positives, but all blood types are welcomed. If you don't know your blood type, one of the best parts about giving blood is we tell you your blood type. So you find that out. And the number of people out there. So in America, 37% of Americans are eligible to donate. Only 4% do. So when you think about that statistic, you walk into a room of 100 people, statistically, 4 of them will give blood. That's astonishing to me. But more often than not, you ask someone, you know, hey, what's your blood type? I don't know. Well, when you donate blood, you do find that information out.
There we are. And you potentially, hopefully, most probably save a life. Your final words when it comes to your neighborhood Michigan Ford Dealers partnership, Shanna Phillips.
Please come out and visit one of your neighborhood Michigan Ford dealerships. Schedule your blood drive at redcrossblood.org. Sponsor code roll up and give.
Scott Dinsmore, American Red Cross, best website there.
Yeah. So there's 3 ways that you can sign up to give. As Shanna mentioned, you can visit redcrossblood.org, use the sponsor code ROLLUP and give. You can also call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, which is also a really fun app because it shows you where your donation goes after you've given.
Wonderful. And of course, there's nothing like the smell of a new car. So, you know, stick your nose and smell a car while you're there, but give blood, that's for sure. Thank you, team, for this partnership. Take care. Stay tuned for this conversation. We will continue. Executive Director of Bluebird Cancer Retreats on the line, Rachel Morrow, talking about the Flock Party. It's right around the corner. Let's talk about that and more. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Marking our calendar for June 18th at the Grand Haven Waterfront Stadium. We'll get all the details about flocking, but let me have you give me details of Bluebird Cancer retreats and more of who and what you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are providing retreats and support groups and family camps and all kinds of important support services for anyone here in West Michigan that are on a cancer journey. So we are just excited to be able to have Flock Party, and you know, everyone needs support when they're on a cancer journey, and that was the inspiration for Flock. So hopefully no one flies alone.
Thank you for putting that together. Are you based in Grand Haven, and yet you cover in general West Michigan?
Correct. Yep.
And why the name Bluebird Cancer?
Well, a bluebird has always been a symbol of hope and connection, and that's what we hope to create at every retreat. I always feel like when I am witnessing a retreat, it feels like an exhale. For the first time, someone can pause and feel connection and peace and remember who they are beyond their diagnosis, especially during the hardest season of someone's life.
All right, take me to June 18th and a little more detail about, it looks like an evening event from 5:30 to 9:30, this Flock Party.
Yes, absolutely fun. Everyone needs support, so hopefully you join the flock, the whole flock, and support Bluebird Cancer Retreats. Like you said, it's down in Grand Haven on the Waterfront Stadium, June 18th, 5:30. Tickets are only $20, and because of the generous support of our sponsor, every single dollar goes back into Bluebird programming right here in West Michigan. We are going to be having Brenna, food trucks, fun, love to have you. Silent auction, love to have people and enjoy and be a part of our flock.
You only get the best. You can't beat Brenna, B-R-E-N-A, one of the hottest bands in Michigan. And you've been doing this for 25 years that you provide. I mean, are these retreats in general free?
They're free, all free. Yep, and including our family camp that we have every year. Free for everybody, yep, absolutely.
And how does one get a ticket for the 18th?
Well, you can get it on our website at bluebirdmichigan.org/flockparty.
And, of course, early bird gets the worm, so don't miss that with all the, I like this, favorite chili soft drinks, seltzers, beer and wine, food trucks, yes, dancing fun, and more, 5:30 to 9:30. It's so nice that we're just before solstice, so it'll still be light later. Again, Rachel Morrow with us on behalf of the Flock Party and Bluebird Cancer Retreats. When are the retreats actually held in the camps? Give me more of a bigger picture here.
Yeah, so our summer camp is this August, and we really could use support because our family camp is typically full within 2 weeks of putting that out. So definitely looking to expand our family camp. And then we have also, what makes us unique is we also have a camp for caregivers. And we have another retreat this September and this October, a healing retreat for those impacted by cancer.
And does one begin signing up for those retreats like now if they're not already full?
Right now, definitely. Still, a lot of times what happens is just because of the nature of cancer, people are not able to go. So we always take people on the waiting list. So we do encourage people to apply and join our newsletter. So when new retreats come up, you can be notified right away.
Yes. And of course, you're talking invitation to both adults and kids for most of these retreats?
Yeah. So our family camp also includes children. It could be anyone in the family or a child that's been affected by cancer.
What would you like to see, Rachel Morrow, in the next 25 years when it comes to retreats and more?
Oh, I'd like there to be more healing first and foremost for cancer, but I think more connection. I think more mind-body-spirit awareness that cancer doesn't just affect the body, but it also affects the whole person. And I'd like to see more awareness, but also more support for that. And I think that's where Bluebird really serves cancer, is kind of serving that gap.
Yes. And, of course, if you're looking to start as soon as attending the Flock Party. And I imagine, obviously, this is a great concert and fundraiser at the Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium to raise money and awareness. You'll have information about your retreats on site there?
Yes, absolutely.
I bet you have a few pictures and statues of bluebirds hanging out in the shop, huh?
Yeah, and we even have a bluebird mascot that will be running around.
As you should. Yes. Not to make light of it, but it's important to stay the course and bring positive light in any situation. All right, details one more time for June 18th, please.
Yes, June 18th at the Lynn Sherwood Waterfront Stadium. Come and see Brenna. Tickets are $20. You can buy them on our website or at the door. Please bring all your friends. Please be a part of our flock, and let's all support people on the cancer journey together.
Yes, raising dollars, providing services you do for West Michigan Cancer Warriors. You, Executive Director Rachel Morrow. All right, have fun. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your inspiration for the day, according to Pablo Picasso, everything you can imagine is real. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great Wednesday.